News from Oroville, July 7, 2007. Marlenka on microphone. Coordination Andrea. Discussions are continuing with the 40th anniversary organizing team. It has been agreed that the working committee will take responsibility for the official site of the program. A list of possible invitees has been composed and a draft program been made. The secretary informed us that it was the intention to keep the formal celebration low-key and restrict the list of invitees to be formally invited. The secretary has informed us that the government of Puducherry has removed the notification of Shrima and Eternity from their list. We should thank those people who have helped to make that happen. The working committee has thanked Dr. Karan Singh and Mr. Ramaswamy for their efforts. Information received about illegal tree cutting has been communicated to the secretary. The working committee intends to discuss the issue with the foresters, in particular to what extent organizing night watches may help to deter illegal cutting, and if it would make sense to issue a general Oroville policy that no trees can be cut without permission. It might also be useful to study the Indian Forest Acts to see if under any of these acts, additional protection for Oroville's forest could be obtained. La Piscine, the swimming pool, happily offers this great facility for all Orovillians, newcomers, and guests. The pool at present is being used by 700 people, Orovillians, schoolchildren, and others, per week, but very few are contributing to the maintenance of the pool. Become a member under one of the following categories. Monthly members, rupees 350. Single swimmers, rupees 35 per swim. Guests, rupees 100 per swim. And voluntary workers, rupees 50 per swim or 500 per month. Account number for contributions is 2362. Have fun and enjoy a swim. Noted musician and composer Kalaimamani R. Vishwaswaran passed away in Chennai on Thursday, 28th June 2007, following a heart attack. He was 63 years old, a person well-loved, a friend of both the ashram and Oroville. He was a wonderful man gifted with a melodious voice and was extremely well-known for his rendering of both Carnatic and Hindustani classical music on the santur, which he learned under the maestro Pandit Shiv Kumar Sharma. When it comes to modern food production, there are many sides to the story. You can't even talk about food production without hearing lots of different sides, such as pesticides, fungicides, insecticides, herbicides. Here's another side to the story, including genocide. The word suffix side, C-I-D-E, means something is being killed. Pesticide means something that kills pests. Fungicide means something that kills fungus. Herbicide means something that kills plants. And genocide loosely means killing a targeted group of people. And isn't that exactly what the food corporations are doing to the world right now? Isn't it a form of genocide to intentionally contaminate public food supply with toxic chemical additives, cancer-causing preservatives, hydrogenated oils, etc.? Isn't corporate genocide being committed against the people? So, buy organic foods. Save yourself and your family from genocide. Le Morgan, a heart that beats in the center of the city and in the midst of night, will start again to prepare dinners as of Tuesday, 10th of July, every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday night. A children's book fair, 15th of July through the 25th, every day, from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Kala Kendra in Bharat Nevas. A pictorial exhibition on the theme Masimagam Festival, Pondicherry Region, and the moods of people caught by four young photographers, Anandan, Gunasilan, Balu, and Arunan, supported by Tamil Heritage Center, are on display at Kala Kendra during the Children's Book Fair, organized by Tamil Heritage Center. The French Pavilion presents Photosynthesia in Bipap at Town Hall Conference Room Saturday, 14th July, 4 p.m. Bamboo Power Plant, that's Bipap, a unit of CSR, will carry out the following activities. Bamboo plantation and reforestation, setting up of 100 kilowatt biomass electric generator, development of the many side products of bamboo, and Photosynthesia invites us to discover this generous project. The gift of water to communities and in the long term to make Oroville energy sufficient and to reach a state of realization that will allow us to exhibit and propagate this Oroville project in Tamil Nadu, all of India, as well as the rest of the world. Cinema at the Sri Aurobindo Auditorium in Bharat Nevis on Friday the 13th at 7:30 p.m. Notam, The Gaze. Original Malayalam version with English subtitles.
My name's Ross, and I've been in Oroville since 94. It's one of those things why I came here. For me, I'm one of those lucky people that mother, and I have no doubt it was mother, decided that she wanted me here. Because for reasons unbeknownst to me, I came to India. I'd been here in 68 and 87, and I came in 94. But I knew I wasn't going back to Australia, and as it turned out, I didn't go back to Australia for 11 and a half years. And Mother just made it possible for me to be here. Gave me enough money to get by for the first few years. And then I was very fortunate that, for me, the work that I really enjoy doing and that I've been able to do for the last 14 years is work with people. And the work that I do mostly is during the season, December through to March, but also in August, September, October, November, we have a guest introduction program where myself and others introduce Oroville to guests. And at the same time, I've been fortunate to work with mainly American university students that come to spend a semester here. And my work with them after the first few years very much was to leave the academic side alone and to concentrate on introducing Oroville and southern India to them. And Oroville, from the point of view or from an aspect of living life. And I think the thing that I enjoy most, or why I'm in Oroville, is it's one thing to talk about a life divine, a life that a lot of us have had, my generation, who've had since the 60s, very much that we wanted, there was a point that we wanted to aim for, and it was the highest point of aspiration we could go for. And I think that's what Oroville is all about. It's aspiration. So really the work I do here, and I've been very lucky in the sense that from day one in 94 till now, I've never had a doubt that I was in the right place. So living in Oroville is as hard as living anywhere else in the world. You have your own ups and downs, and you have this constant aspiration that tends to put a little bit more pressure on us than we would probably have if we weren't living such an intense communal life. And so not having to think, should I be here or should I be somewhere else? Knowing this was my own, this was my home, and this is where I wanted to be and this is where I need to be, it's made it easier for me to go on with my daily life. And for people that are concerned that they're in the right place or not, they just have an added worry, I suppose. One of the things for me, I do guest introduction programs, and it's the same with the students. And the difference is it's not a tour. The whole idea is to show Oroville, to introduce people to Oroville, warts and all. And you've got to show the positive and the negative. And for most Orovillians, where we even feel like we're not even close to the aspirations that we would like to be or feel we should be at this stage. But this is typical humanity, I suppose. Matramandir is a very good example of taking years and years to be finished, but in actual fact it won't be finished till we're ready for it. And I think that's one of the reasons why it's taken so long. And it's hard for us because I think for most of us we would like to see ourselves move a little bit quicker. Our own personal selves, I think we wish we could take that little step closer to Mother's imagination, to a divine imagination, to a much, it's the point the world wants to aim for now, to a point where just focus on what is really necessary in this world today, a change that brings about human unity. And I think one of the main things with Auroville and talking to people about Auroville is it's the one thing Sri Aurobindo said was human unity. And it's the top and bottom line for Auroville is human unity. But Sri Aurobindo said, well, we can't have human unity until we raise the level of our consciousness. And that means each person raising their level of consciousness. And that's what we have to work towards. And that's one of the lovely things to be able to tell people, look, Auroville is trying for sustainability, is trying for to live communally, is trying for all these things, but the bottom line is that we individually we're aspiring to raise our level of consciousness. And this is not just Auroville, this is worldwide. Auroville is just one of these places in the world that it's more of a concentration of imagination of trying to raise our consciousness. And by imparting that feeling to guests coming to see Auroville, you can talk about all the daily things that we go through, the hassles we go through, all the different things that we go through that everybody goes through in the world, we go through here. But at the bottom is this aspiration for human unity. And, well, for me, it wouldn't matter where I was living, and I would happily live anywhere in the world if I got the same as what I get here in Auroville, in India. India being that unique place, I think Westerners since the 60s in our time have just really been fascinated with India, because the bottom line in India is that spirituality. You know, most times you think they're mad as hatters, and then you see yourself just as silly. You see how calm and patient they can be, and you can see how we lose our cool, we get impatient, and even after all these years here, you still have that. But you learn that from the Indians. And then it's that movement around you daily in India that's quite, that we love and hate. And I think it's one of the things that's quite amazing here.
A quote from Arnold Toynbee. Apathy can be overcome by enthusiasm, and enthusiasm can only be aroused by two things. First, an ideal, which takes the imagination by storm. And secondly, a definite, intelligible plan for carrying that ideal into practice. The news is an echo of activities in the lives of Aurovillians. For further information, please check the website auroville.org. Thank you for listening.